Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a long, sub-heavy 808 tale and turning it into something way more useful for drum and bass, a sliced, gritty, breakbeat-style transition tool inside Ableton Live 12. And that's the key idea here. We are not just making the 808 sound bigger or more dramatic for no reason. We're making it behave like part of the arrangement, more like a jungle edit, a roller transition, or a dark FX hit that knows exactly when to step in and when to get out of the way. In DNB, energy management is everything. A straight 808 tail can sound smooth in isolation, but in a busy drop it can blur the groove and fight the kick and snare. Once you slice it up, reshape it, and process it like break material, it becomes a weapon for fills, switch-ups, turnarounds, and tension moments. So the goal today is simple. Take one long 808 tail and turn it into a musical, loopable transition phrase that feels like it belongs in a 174 BPM arrangement. First, choose the right source. You want an 808 sample with a clear attack and a tail that lasts long enough to work with, ideally 1 to 2 seconds of decay. Keep it relatively clean. If it already has massive reverb, heavy chorus, or too much distortion baked in, you lose control later when you start slicing and processing. Cleaner source, better surgery. Drop the 808 into simpler. If you want full control over the sample, use classic mode. That gives you proper start and end control. If the sample doesn't need tempo stretching, keep warp off. If you do need to lock the timing to the project, use warping sparingly. For this workflow, dry and controlled is usually the winning move. Now convert that tail into something you can edit precisely. If it's coming from a MIDI-based note or a clip, render it to audio first. You can consolidate the region or resample it to a new track. The important thing is that you end up with a clean audio clip you can treat like break material. Think of it less like a bass note and more like a one-shot phrase you're about to carve up. This is where the breakbeat surgery starts. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For DNB, transient slicing is usually a smart starting point if the tail has obvious movement. If you want stricter rhythmic control, slice by 1/16 or 1/8. If the source already has some rhythmic character you want to preserve, you can use warp marker-based slicing, but usually transient or fixed slicing keeps things more playable. Once the slices land in a drum rack, play them like a fill, not like a loop. Remorder them. Change the phrase. Make the 808 answer the drums instead of just repeating itself. A great trick is to build a one-bar phrase, where the 808 hits on the downbeat, then gets chopped into shorter fragments in the second half of the bar. That gives you movement and structure without losing the weight. Now tighten the slices in simpler. Open a slice and adjust the start point so the transient hits immediately. Shorten the decay if needed, somewhere around 150 to 600 milliseconds depending on how tight you want it. Keep release short too, usually around 30 to 120 milliseconds, unless you deliberately want overlap. If the slice is too clicky, use the filter to smooth it out. If the low end is bloating the mix, high-pass the supporting layer or narrow it with utility. The idea is to make each fragment feel intentional. Short slices should read like percussion. Longer ones should feel like low-end punctuation. And that contrast matters in DNB. The genre lives on the tension between sharp drum precision and sustained bass weight. If everything is short, it gets thin. If everything is long, it gets muddy. So you want a few anchor hits and a few tail fragments that breathe. Now let's sequence the groove like a drummer. Don't just place every slice perfectly on the grid and call it done. Think about phrasing. Think about call and response. Put a strong hit on beat 1, then use shorter slices as pickups into the snare. Leave little gaps so the rhythm can breathe. Let the sliced 808 act like a fill that supports the break, not like a machine running endlessly. Velocity is your friend here. Use louder hits for the main anchors, maybe in the 90 to 127 range, and lower velocities for ghosted supporting slices, maybe around 30 to 70. That immediately makes the part feel more human and more like a breakbeat performance. If you need a little swing, use Groove Pool lightly. A subtle MPC-style groove or a swing extracted from a break can help the pattern feel less rigid. Just don't overdo it. In drum and bass, too much swing can weaken the forward drive. You want motion, not sloppiness. Usually a light groove feel is enough. Now for the FX chain. This is the core of the sound. Start with saturator. A few dB of drive can add weight and density. If you want more edge, push it harder, but keep soft clip on so the peaks stay under control. Right after that, drum bus is fantastic for bringing the slices forward. Use moderate drive, add a touch of crunch, and be careful with boom. Boom can sound huge, but it can also clash with the kick if you're not paying attention. Then move into EQ8. If the slices are crowding the low end, gently high-pass them or carve out some low mids. A small dip around 200 to 400 Hz can clean up boxiness. If there's too much click or brightness, tame the top end a little. The goal is clarity. After that, use echo or delay for transition throws. Keep feedback low, around 10 to 25%, so it feels like an accent, not a wash. A short filtered delay on the last slice of a phrase can make the whole thing feel like it's pulling into the next section. Hybrid reverb can add atmosphere too, but keep it dark and short. Small room or plate style spaces work well, especially if the decay stays under about 1.2 seconds. In DNB, you want space, but you do not want fog. A good rule: do your shaping before the spacious effects. Saturation, drum bus, and EQ first. Reverb and delay after. That keeps the sound focused and avoids washing out the low end. Now we make it feel like a transition, not just a loop. Automation is where this becomes an arrangement tool. You can automate filter cutoff so the tail closes down as it approaches the drop. You can automate reverb wet up briefly on the last hit, then cut it hard when the drop lands. You can narrow the width with utility as the build gets tighter. You can even automate volume so the phrase swells and then disappears right before the impact. That kind of movement is what sells the illusion. A simple pattern with smart automation often sounds more professional than a busy pattern with no arc. One classic move is to let the sliced 808 fill the last two beats of a phrase, then reduce it to one short hit, and a delay throw right before the drop. That creates a clean, DJ-friendly tension and release. You can also use it as a call-and-response phrase every 4 or 8 bars, especially in rollers or darker jungle-influenced tracks. Once the pattern feels good, resample it. This is a huge pro move in Ableton. Route the drum rack output to a new audio track, and print a few bars of the sliced pattern. Then consolidate the best take. Now you can do secondary surgery, reverse one fragment, trim the tail, stretch a hit slightly, or move pieces around with total control. Resampling also helps if you want to use the result as a one-shot FX hit or layer it under a riser. In more neuro-adjacent DNB, printed audio layers are often where the magic happens. You commit to the sound, then refine it. At this stage, always check the relationship with the rest of the track. Listen against the kick, the snare, the main bass, and any ride or shaker layers. If the low end feels crowded, reduce the tail's bass with EQ, narrow it with utility, or sidechain it lightly to the kick using compressor or glue compressor. The bass FX can be loud for a moment, but it still has to leave space for the real sub. In drum and bass, clarity is part of the digression. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't start with an 808 that's already overloaded with effects. Don't let the slices overlap too much in the low end. Don't drown the whole thing in reverb. Don't forget the kick and snare relationship. And don't make the slices so grid perfect that they lose all life. Tiny timing offsets, velocity changes, and a little groove make a massive difference. Also, always ask what the part is doing. Is it a fill? A switch up? A transition? A response phrase? If it doesn't have a job, simplify it. If you want to go deeper, here are a few powerful variations. You can split the tail into two layers, a clean low layer and a dirtier mid-high layer. Keep the low end stable and let the top layer do the chopping and distortion. That gives you weight without turning the sub into soup. You can build a fake break version by mapping the slices to mimic a classic jungle drum fill, then swappy some hits for 808 fragments. That gives the listener the energy of a break, but with fresh bass character. You can also use probability on a few ghost slices in Live 12, so repeated transitions don't sound identical every time. That's a great way to keep arrangement moments evolving. Another strong move is a reverse onset ending. Reverse only the last slice of the phrase and leave the first hit dry and punchy. That creates a really nice sucked into the drop feeling, especially when paired with a snare roll or impact. Here's a simple practice challenge. Make a one-bar transition phrase from one clean 808 tail. Slice it, program at least 5 hits, add one loud anchor, one softer ghost hit, and one sustained fragment. Process it with saturator, EQ8, and drum bus. Automate cutoff or reverb on the final two beats. Then resample it and make a second version with one reversed slice. Test both against a kick and snare loop at 174 BPM and see which one works best as a pre-drop fill, a switch up, or a drop transition. That's the whole concept here. Take a long 808 tail, slice it with intention, shape it like a breakbeat, process it with a tight FX chain, and automate it like it's part of the arrangement. If you do it right, The 808 stops being just a base note and becomes a proper DNB transition weapon. So remember the big ideas. Slice with purpose, keep the groove musical, control the low end, automate for movement, and resample once it works. That's how you turn a simple 808 tail into something that feels native to jungle, rollers, and darker drum and bass. And once you hear it slam into a drop cleanly, you'll know the surgery worked.